Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
It's Saturday night, and once again, experiencing spiritual unity and meditation with the man himself, Dr. Benjamin Bridges. Let's give him a nice hand. Welcome to the studio.
Yes, indeed. Glad to start our show up, and we're ready to go. So just want to share some great and wonderful things with you guys so you all will know. Yes, indeed. Right now, we're looking at, you know, focusing on reparation funds. And it's interesting to see because the bottom line is that some of our folks we speak to say, oh, no way this could ever be. But the bottom line is that you never know. When you have a great opportunity in front of you, you don't always have to just flush it down the toilet, say, no, this can't happen. The bottom line is that you never know until you check it out. And the good thing about it is when you're dealing with something like this, if you don't have to put up any money, you don't have to, you know, sacrifice your car, your house, something crazy like that, then, hey, why not check it out? You know, because if it comes through for you, then that would be a great opportunity to free yourself from financial problems you're having and being able to really resurrect your financial life. And this could be something that could really work out nicely. But that's where, you know, we also come in and where, you know, it's good to seek support and help from God and Christ so that we could really see about making things work out nice. so that we don't have to worry about, you know, whether it's going to come through or not. If you start to just believe for a moment and come out of a negative mindset of always seeing things from a negative, that it ain't going to work and this can never happen, then that's a good thing, because the bottom line is what you see is what you get. So if you're going to be seeing things all the time as something that will never work out, something that never will happen for you and all this kind of crazy stuff, then you know what? You're right, because you're building a brick wall of fear and doubt that's saying it won't happen. But if you can keep a positive perspective and keep your mind up on high, that's how you can get your goals and dreams to start to fly. And sometimes the other thing is, too, you have to have patience in that the fact that things can come through for you, but sometimes you have to wait. It may not happen 24 or 48 hours later. Sometimes you may have to wait a couple of weeks or a couple of months, but the bottom line is that it can truly happen. But if you're going to be stuck in a negative mindset where you're just going to always see things from a negative perspective, then that's what's going to actually happen for you. Negative results are going to come your way. But that's why it's so important that we have to make things look good, feel good within us, and know that it's going to come about. And then beyond the shadow of a doubt, it will come about. But that's why we got to keep our mind up on high so we can get things to start to fly. But getting back to the reparation funds, one of the things very important with this is that the steps that we have to take is that we need to, you know, call in to the White House number that is designated and connected with this, so that if you have any questions or if you want to participate in things, Biden know that this is something that we feel he should, you know, assist us with, because we did vote him into the White House as president, and the majority of our people voted for him. So for him to return a decent favor back to us and help us out as well in regards to getting this money, that wouldn't be a terrible thing for him to do. That would be a good thing to do. And that way he could show that he's not playing the politics game of, hey, you know what, I fooled these guys into thinking I was really going to help them when I became president, but I just been throwing crumbs off the table to them. I ain't giving them no serious, you know, blessing or any serious way of helping them. But this would be a serious way of helping us. And if it's through with this, this would really show that he wasn't just talking out the side of his mouth and playing a game of politics, but he was really sincere in wanting to help us out, and that this would be something that he could show that he's not playing games with us, but that he's really serious about it. And the thing about it with him is that, number one, he was the vice president of Obama, and that in itself shows that he didn't mind having a connection with a black man that was president of the United States and working with him. The second thing, even when he ran for president, he also had a black woman with him that was the vice president. So that in itself shows another nice connection where he may be sincere in wanting to allow this money to come through. And the other thing also is when the Ukrainians were in a terrible situation after the Russians went in there and bombed out, you know, hundreds of thousands of their people, which was really sad to see. The good thing about it was that he was actually willing to reach out to help them, and that was a good thing. So these are things that, you know, can come about that our people can, you know, believe that, you know, this is the type of person that doesn't have a problem with helping folks out, you know, our people as well. So this could be an opportunity where, like I said, he may not be playing the game of politics where he's just saying he's going to help us out when he becomes president. And then when he becomes president, because we helped him out, he's saying, ha, 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 helping y'all out. So we'll see what happens. But I have a feeling that he will come through and that he will, you know, reach out to help us. especially since we reached out and we helped him. So for him to return that favor, you know, would not be a terrible thing, but that would be a good thing. And that's the reason why I'm really looking at this from a perspective of this could possibly happen for us, because, you know, when you look at his background, it doesn't show that he's like good old Trumpity Dumpity, that is a stone cold racist. Because Trump was born in a racist family. His father was a Ku Klux Klan member. So when you're taught as a child to disrespect and to be hateful towards black people, of course, when you grow up to be an adult, that's what you're going to do. And when you get on television on a news station in front of a camera and say black people are shithole people from shithole countries, and that the even the Hispanic people are nothing more than just rapists and murderers, you know, that's those are very stone cold racist, you know, remarks that shouldn't even be said, you know. And these guys usually say that kind of stuff in a private meeting with their racist friends, you know, so they all applaud them and laugh and giggle behind, right? But when you're on public television and you're going to say that in front of everybody, that shows you that, you know, he doesn't care if you, you know, are in harmony with the racist things that he's saying or not. But in regards to Biden, he's never said anything crazy like that about our people, nor has he ever said anything crazy like that about, you know, the Hispanics as well. But the bottom line is that he did come in as vice president with Obama, and he also did have a vice president that was a black woman as well. So with that being a reality, shows that he does have a connection with us. But the bottom line is time will tell, you know, when we find out whether he is going to accept the fact that he's going to allow this money to come to us, or whether he was just playing around and saying, ah, nah, I'm not going to let them get this money. You know, because right now we're talking about $4 to $5 million that each African American citizen is supposed to receive. So that's not a crumbs off the table that you would be getting. That is a nice amount of cash, and that's something that we definitely should try to see about, you know, allowing to come about. So all I can say is keep your mind up on high, and even though there are those among you that will say, what, Biden's going to help out? No, Biden would never do that. That's a big joke. That's a lie. Biden would never try to help our people out. You know, these are things that, unfortunately, you know, you're not going to find amongst all of our people, because a lot of them, you know, will feel strongly about the fact that just he's probably going to take off. We ball and holler like the player. And there also are those that feel that he won't. So it's important for us to try to see what we can do to keep our minds up on high and know that this is something that can truly fly. We just need to start to believe it, and we will start to see some good and positive results coming back to us. But being a doubting Thomas or a doubting Thomasina will only get you negative results. So don't think down and out, because that's what you're going to do, go down and out. But if you can think up on high, that's when you're going to start to fly with your goals and dreams. Yes, indeed. So anyway, right now, if there's anyone that has any you know, feedback on this that would like to share with us what they feel or believe, you know, definitely let us know at this point, because the bottom line is we do believe that there are positive thinkers out there, not just the negative minders that's always thinking down and out and this will never come about. But there are positive people among us that do believe that great and positive things can come our way. So anyway, if anyone has anything positive they would like to say, you know, feel free to do so. But if not, no problem. Because the bottom line is that, as I said before, we do have the ability to bring some great and positive things about, but we've been told from Satan's lies that none of this can ever come about. But that's the one thing we don't have to believe or agree with. because, you know, when you're told that you're a limited person that only could do very little, very limited things in life, you don't have to believe that. When you really look back on Black history, on the things that we have done, you know, over the thousands of years that we've, you know, been around as leaders of this planet and also as people that, you know, have done some great and incredible things, you know, the bottom line is that those are the things you should focus on, not on the negative lies that Satan is telling you, because he wants you to see yourself in a negative standpoint, in a negative mindset, so that anytime something positive comes your way, you're going to say, no, no, it's too good to be true. It never happened to me or you. And that's what he or she's going to feel. But the bottom line is, don't stay in that negative mindset. Think positive and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that these positive things and situations that come our way can truly come about. But we have to see it, we have to believe it, and know that this can happen. And if we see it from that perspective, then that's what's going to happen. Some positive results are going to come our way, and we're going to see a definite and wonderful, brighter day. So right now we have Brother Ron here as well, and we were just going to ask him, you know, what he felt in regards to what we're talking about. And yes, indeed, Brother Ron, here you go.
Yes, it's very fortunate and unfortunate that a lot of folks passed away who experienced extreme behavior. And, you know, our folks that are now hundreds years of age, 80 years of age, people that passed away years ago, people, you know, the slaves themselves that never got a chance to get reparations, consideration for all the humanized experiences that they went through, all the hell that they experienced. And now is an opportunity for us to move forward and to grow and to see the potential in developing our Africa America. We call ourselves African American, so we have Africa America, Africa for America. And so we can develop business and schools and hospitals. We can even become solvent, get our own police department, things of that sort, and become sovereign. Sovereignty is very important. America got its sovereignty 1776 from Europe, from England, and that's one thing they keep talking about, their sovereignty. How important it is to them to hold on to their sovereignty and keep it going. So that's something that's important to us as well. And, you know, we need to continue legacy, because it's not only about the money, it's about legacy. It's about the history. It's about the fact that HRW-40 is a analyzation of slavery effects on the society as a whole. So we need to understand that. We need to know how slavery affects everybody, the slave as well as the slave master, those who are descendants of the slaves and those who are descendants of the master. We need to understand how they get together now, why we have so many internal and external problems, societal problems, institutional problems. You know, we have so many social systemic illnesses of racism in America, and we need to find out how to resolve it as soon as possible. The number to call to the White House to request the reparations, HRW-40, is 888-422-4555. 888-422-4555. And the direct number, I would call both. I would do the electronic response, and I would do the direct response when the lady picks up, the White House secretary picks up and forward information directly, your message directly to the president. I would do both. And the direct number is 202 202-456-1111. 202-456-1111. The electronic number is 888-422-4555. The direct number to the White House is 202-456-1111. And the website is www.hrw.org/reparationsnow. www.hrw.org/reparationsnow. And that will get you the response to the request for the reparations. So we're looking forward to getting that done as soon as possible. And we're working on making changes in the community as well. And so with your help, we shall have that happen. And we're looking forward to everyone's participation in this opportunity to get this done. And, you know, people say it's not going to happen, but it doesn't hurt to participate and it doesn't hurt to participate. It doesn't hurt to go and get it done. No one is going to do it. If you don't do it, who is going to do it? So there'll be that you make the call, go to the website, www.hrw.org/reparationsnow. And, you know, that's a tremendous opportunity to get this done expeditiously. And we've been waiting a long time. And we can make some tremendous changes in our lives as well. Our existence in this Americas as well. We can get things back to where they're supposed to be. We can change a lot of the conditioning that we're experiencing now as well. And moving forward, you know, it's like it's a tremendous opportunity that we need to make sure. So call in and follow the instructions and go from there.
Oh, could you give them that number again?
The numbers are 888-422-4555. That's 888-422-4555. And that's 202-456-1111. 202-456-1111. Yes, and
okay, great. Yes, indeed, because this is something where if each of us participate in contacting them and letting them know that, you know, this would be something that we should receive, because we've been told for a while to reparation money, not only that we were going to get money, but we were also going to get land and even a mule. So we were told we were going to get 40 acres and a mule. We were told that we were going to get money in the past, but unfortunately, nothing came through. But see, the difference right now is that we do have a president that claims that he really is seeking to help us out. So being that that's the case, we'll see if this will really come about. But again, you know, instead of saying, well, because it didn't happen in the past, it never happened in the present. No, you know, this can be a new beginning for us, you know. And I know some of you have experienced some good things that, you know, are new that came through for you. And in the past, it didn't happen. But that doesn't mean that nothing positive can never happen for you in the present. And that's why we have to keep our minds up on high and believe that these things can start to happen for us. Okay.
All right.
Yes, indeed. We do have a caller online right now. And for that person that's on with us, if you have any feedback on some of the things that we've been talking about, definitely feel free to share with us your feelings on what we are discussing now. Yeah, so, you know, these are things that are very key and very important, and it's good if we can, you know, get some feedback from our folks as well, because, you know, this way folks can see that this is not something that is an impossibility, but it's something that can really happen, but we just need to see it as something that's already been done, and, you know, we're going to start to see, you know, the good results coming through, but we just have to believe that these are things that can happen for me and you. It doesn't have to be all the time, you know, something that can never come about. It can be something that can really come about. And like I said, with Biden, this could be something that can really come through, but we just have to, you know, see him in the light of God's truth and grace. And, hey, we could start to replace a lot of the negative things that are affecting us terribly now. But the bottom line is we have to see it and believe it in order to receive it. So anyway, if that person is still a – okay. So anyway, we are going to be – moving forward with this and talking about how important it is for us to have that positive mindset, because in the past, you know, just vibing on some of the things that have been, you know, very successful, you know, in my life, you know, that was one of the things that came my way for even ending the gang war. You know, it was really a great thing to actually, you know, receive, you know, such a great blessing that Jesus came and shared with us. But, you know, if I was a doubting Thomas, I could have just said, what? I don't care what Jesus or Jehovah said. They ain't going to be able to really bring no blessing to me or to my people. Are you kidding? That's a bunch of, you know what. And I could have been that doubting Thomas that really saw that from that perspective. And when the blessing came to me where Jesus said, hey, this is the spiritual formula you need to use, and if you use this spiritual formula, you can end the gang war. And I could have said, what? Get out of here, man. This thing ain't never going to work. You know, this is a bunch of BS, man. No, this can't happen, man. Jesus or God can't, you know, supply any blessing for us. And unfortunately, some of our people really do think from that perspective that God or Christ, you know, can't help us and never will. But that's not true, because even in coming out of the terrible racist, you know, situation that we were in the past where, you know, we couldn't, you know, go into a white store, we couldn't go into a white hotel, we couldn't send our kids into their colleges or anything like that, and things were really, really terrible for us, you know. Even if you wanted to sit on the bus, you had to sit in the back of the bus. You couldn't sit in the front. You know, all these crazy things were happening to us, and racism was, like, really cruel and, you know, unjust in treating us, you know, with any type of respect. And that was really a sad situation to see. But at the same time, God and Christ came through for us and changed that negativity, because, you know, back at that time, it was 100 times worse than what we're dealing with now. And race, not to say that racism doesn't exist anymore, because it definitely does. But the thing about it, it was, you know, really terribly worse than what it is now. So when you see that God and Christ can come through in the past, because when we got our civil rights, you know, approved, and we were citizens for a change instead of just slaves that, you know, used to be slaves and that was it, and we weren't citizens either, and they just treated us really badly. But what ended up happening, though, as time went on, when God and Christ came through, we had a great and wonderful opportunity that changed things for us. And that's the reason why I'm saying, even when that great opportunity came my way, where Jesus shared that for us, when Jesus came for us, that was the reason why I really felt great about, you know, what was happening, because, you know, this could be something that could really come about. But I had to have a positive way of seeing that, you know, this was something that could happen. And I'm glad I did, because in believing that Jesus and Lord Jehovah could actually bring about a great blessing for us, that's when the gang war was stopped. And I was really glad to see that. I accepted that, what Jesus was saying. And not only did I accept it, but I saw it, you know, and that was really great. So these are things that can happen. But again, you know, thinking from a positive mindset really makes a big difference. Yeah, it makes a huge difference from thinking from that negative mindset. You know what? Know what? You're
right. I try to get back on and cut you off. Yeah. I'm not going to stay. I've had to get back on. And it won't take me back on. You see it on top there? It. Go to Google. You see it there. Thank you.